Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score. And no, I'm just kidding.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you go into what I hoped to be a very thorough and detailed process, you know, you really can't look at it on at the beginning of it if you're going to do it the right way as, you know, start slotting where guys are going to go. You just have to have a complete evaluation of the whole class. So really over the last 2 years of kind of getting a jump on, you know, his previous year and then on into his last year at USC, studied him a lot. Big fan of Caleb, gotten to know him over the years and through the process when he was coming out, you know, immensely talented, both as a thrower, a pure thrower of the football, but his athletic ability, his ability to play outside the structure of a play. He's got the chance to, you know, move the chains on every down, which is what really good quarterbacks in this league consistently demonstrate, and he's, you know, well on his way to doing that. I think he's, you know, a really, really good young quarterback.
What coach wouldn't want to have Caleb Williams as their quarterback? That's Kevin O'Connell, the guy that Caleb had identified as the coach that he wanted to play for before Ryan Poles convinced him that the Bears was the organization to be with. That came with some bumpy road for Caleb and for the Bears and for Ryan Poles after the hiring of Shane Waldron.
For those who maybe are just getting in the car or have not heard the news, there was an excerpt on ESPN earlier today from the book Upcoming by Seth Wickersham, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And it involves Caleb Williams wondering aloud to confidence, do I want to go to Chicago before the draft? I don't think I can do it with Waldron. He had doubts specifically about Shane Waldron. He and his dad tried to get out of being the Bears draft pick a couple of ways. They decided not to do some of the other ways they had discussed, but they talked to Archie Manning. They like reached out to a lot of people trying to figure out
if he should go back to college, if he should go play in the UFL.
Unbelievable, man. And that's followed up on in a great conversation with the author of this article, Seth Wickersham, who was on Middays today. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris did a great job with the author trying to figure out what else they could learn about the situation when Caleb and Carl did not initially want to come to Chicago.
I think that Carl is a very astute guy, and we can talk about, you know, the unhinged quarterback dads all we want, but there's like a point to this, and that's that a lot of the success for quarterbacks depends on luck, and it depends on your employer. And he wanted his son to have the best chance of success and to go to a team that, you know, had an established and innovative offensive mind. And, you know, he wanted to try to figure out ways for that to happen, whether it was, you know, he tried to find like any loophole he could. He consulted with lawyers, people like Marvin Demoff, Archie Manning, who helped do a little bit of that with Eli Manning back in the day. They considered whether to sign with the United Football League, you know, for a year and then be, if that would let him be an unrestricted free agent now. But as it got closer, it was just clear that their options were limited. You know, the only thing he could really do was return to school. He didn't want to do that. And so they went forward with the draft process. He went to the combine. He met with the Bears, and he met also with Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Vikings, and he really vibed well with O'Connell, so much to the point where he kind of started to dream of working with him. Obviously, that was a real long shot because the Vikings are a divisional rival, and I don't think the Bears were going to trade Caleb or the pick to a divisional rival. So it kind of left it to them as like, you know, what are you going to do? And Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, told Caleb, we're drafting you no matter what. And so really his only option was to try to do what Jack and John Elway did in 1983, and that's, you know, go after a city and make it, the situation untenable. Carl Williams was ready to do it if that's what his son wanted. But at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to. And as he told me, I wasn't ready to nuke Chicago. And, you know, after he visited the Bears, he came back and said, you know, I can do it here. I want to be a Bear.
I think, Seth, a lot of the way this is constructed, the reports from Carl to you,
mm-hmm.
they take a lot of blame off of Caleb Williams. And I, you know, obviously that is that's how we're reading it at face value. And I know that he has that reputation of wanting to do everything he possibly can for us. So we knew all about the team that Caleb had around him leading up to this draft. What was the sense you got as far as when he was telling you these things, the intent? Was it an honesty? Was it candor? Was it the fact that he's lamenting the fact that he's here? What do you think it was?
I don't know. I mean, I spent time with, you know, Carl and Caleb before his final season at USC. You know, obviously Carl and Caleb to a certain extent were thinking a lot about the draft in the lead up to the draft. So a little bit of a ongoing conversation. And then, you know, I just kept reporting on it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a boring answer, but it's kind of how it is.
What about the piece where you talk about Shane Waldron and Caleb mm-hmm. Williams not knowing if he could do that, if he could work yeah. with Shane Waldron? What point did that conversation take place? We're just trying to draw a timeline, because obviously Shane Waldron lost his job, as did Matt Eberflus mm-hmm. later on in the season. Can you give us some type of timeline?
Well, so when Waldron was brought in, I think that the collective reaction from the Williams camp was a little underwhelmed. And then they met, and, you know, And Caleb's actually spoken publicly about this, but, you know, he was kind of wondering how they would vibe. And I think it was fine, but he really vibed with Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell obviously played quarterback. I think he was a 4-year starter at San Diego State. He played in the NFL for a bit. He's an outstanding offensive mind. And, you know, it really got Caleb energized. But I think as the process went on and he visited the Bears, you know, I think he was energized by the idea of helping, being part of the process to turn that team around.
And then also same kind of question with the timeline. You describe him watching film, but had no mm-hmm. one to guide him and tell him what to watch. At what point of the season was that? Because this is a guy who's now on his third play caller with Ben Johnson taking over as head coach. I'm just curious as to when he started to realize he wasn't getting what he thought he needed.
Yeah, it was early on and during the season. I think that, you know, he said publicly he wanted to be coached hard. And I don't know if he quite felt that way, you know, once the season was going. And I think that he's really eager for Ben Johnson to coach him hard and to challenge him. And that quote stands out, and it, you know, it makes you shake your head at what's going on in the NFL at times. And, you know, that happens quite a bit. I hate to say it. It's such an indictment on the league, especially at the game's most important position. But, like, you know, Alex Smith has talked about it, and I talked about that with Caleb, where, you know, he was the number one pick of the draft. He goes to a team, and he's watching film by himself. No one taught him how to watch film. And so when he, later on in his career, goes to the Chiefs, and they draft someone by the name of Patrick Mahomes, you know, Alex Smith really took it upon himself to teach Patrick these things that no one taught him, mm-hmm. how to watch film, the ways you do it from the inside out, that type of thing. And, you know, that's the type of instruction that, you know, the Bears didn't provide at times for Caleb Williams, and I think it's a massive indictment on, you know, that staff.
This is ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. The book American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, is publishing in September. The article that we are discussing with him are excerpts from Caleb Williams' dad, Carl Williams, talking to him about his son, the draft process, and then what happened afterward. So we have the quote here that you have from Williams, Seth, saying, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," Williams told several agents in 2024. Mm-hmm. After that reported discussion where Caleb Williams then told Carl he didn't want to nuke the city, were the words that he mm-hmm. used. He didn't want to go against this city. What became Carl's attitude?
He was supporting his son, but he was skeptical. I mean, you know, look at, you know, Carl Williams on Twitter. You know, you can Google it, but, you know, he would tweet things that were, you know, things that made the coaching staff look bad. So it was pretty obvious, you know, how he thought the season was going. And, you know, they didn't play well. I mean, everything he thought could happen, sadly, did happen. I mean, he saw it coming, and that's one of the reasons why he was so passionate about his willingness to take bullets and do what was necessary for his son to have the best chance of success.
Yeah, I think I measured that as Carl Williams being a protective dad, as he should, and wanting the best for his son. I can certainly see where he's coming from in all this, especially given how last season actually did play out. My question is this: have you had any communication with Carl or Caleb since the Ben Johnson announcement? And if so, what has the attitude been towards Ben Johnson, just in relation to maybe how they described everything before, yeah, specifically Kevin O'Connell?
I saw Caleb, I want to say it was after the Johnson hire, and it was maybe early February, I want to say. And I did ask him if, you know, he obviously, like, you know, when he came out and he was drafted and they called his name, you know, he wheeled around that corner and you saw him scream, just let out that huge exhale, that release. And I did ask him whether, you know, the scream that he let out when Ben Johnson was hired was similar in terms of emotion. I think it was. I think he's pretty excited.
I think, Seth, also, you mentioned that scream, and even as I'm picturing it right now, knowing the information that has been released already as part of this book, I think there's a lot of us who wonder what it really meant, if it was truly genuine. You know, how much did that draft visit matter when it came to all the other quotes that you have before?
What I was trying to take people into was just a little bit of their deliberation process, like how serious it got. It was ultimately Caleb's decision. He made the decision as a grown-up, and he, you know, believed he could make it as a Bear. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Really great interview by Rahimi and Harris. You can check them out 10 to 2 every day here on The Score. And love getting all of the backstory and the context from Seth Wickersham on all of this.
Yeah, man. And, I mean, there are a few things. The first point is that this is incredible context and confirmation of some things we thought were percolating, but not to this extent.
That we feared.
Oh, we feared were percolating. And what it shows is just how desperately they needed massive change. And now they have gotten it. Whether it's through the national embarrassment that led the McCaskies to say okay to firing Eberflus midseason, and Kevin Warren's input to the McCaskies, and then the ability to have a good process and woo Ben Johnson, like we're in a good spot now, and that's good to know and think about. But man, does it show you just how messy and disastrous they got it, and how poorly they set up a rookie quarterback in what we all thought was a good situation. It actually ended up being a horrendous disservice to Caleb Williams.
Most of us had the thought of, boy, it sure seems like the Bears thought that they could just drop Caleb up in here and everything was going to be fine. The fact that they didn't really have a plan or a support system for him, whether we're talking about the head coach, okay, fine. You've made your choice that he's the head coach, whatever. The offensive coordinator, where you have his own players being like, that ain't it. Jackson Smith and Jigba, remember? It's like, ooh, don't know about that one, bruh. And then not having a veteran quarterback here to help Caleb adjust from college to pro, to understand what watching tape is like and how different it is from college and the pro. All of these experts point it out and go, something's wrong up there. He's really interesting as a prospect, and he's surviving and making things happen. But this is not the way that it ordinarily goes in NFL franchises. Seeing that and now getting the confirmation on it is crazy.
That image of him watching film alone and not knowing what he's looking for and telling his dad, like, yeah, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be looking for. It's just, it's insane when you think about it. And when, I mean, we dissected every moment that guy was on the podium.
And he did a great job with it.
He really did. And when you consider everything that he was carrying, the burden of the dysfunction of the entire organization that he was carrying, and Justin Fields before him, as we dissected both those guys, and just thinking about, you know, how few mistakes Caleb made along the way as he was trying to project confidence and leadership and stability amidst an absolute mess.
See, that's where if you wanted to find a silver lining on this, you can. And you can go, that was Caleb Williams with no help.
With nothing. With absolutely nothing.
With not a plan, without really kind of knowing what he was looking at.
It's amazing, man. It's a good point. You remember early on, they were asking him to do Matthew Stafford stuff, like go up there and read everything, and then you make the choice. And we're hoping, you know, sometimes a team will be so bad at something that a player has to step up. Remember when James McCann kind of revolutionized the entire, you know, pitcher development program of the White Sox just because he happened to have been in Tampa Bay before that?
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time talking to James McCann about all of that.
Yeah, so McCann and Lucas Giolito together essentially, like, tried to drag the organization forward, which is absurd, but sometimes you had to do that. They were asking a rookie quarterback to do that with no guidance.
Man, it's a shame. It's a shame. And, you know, here we are. I'm glad that great job by the Midday Show getting Seth on and having him talk through. I can't wait to read this book, not just for the Bears stuff, but it's seemingly with all the cool quarterback stuff, there's a lot to get to.
Oh, yeah, man. Here's a text right here. I think this is more embarrassing than the firing of Eberflus. This is complete ineptitude. I look back now on Caleb laying down on the bench. Mm-hmm. Seriously, some of those moments where you saw Caleb so completely overwhelmed. I mean, Tanny said it in the pre-show. He's like, think of the burden on that kid.
Yeah, and he handled it with incredible maturity and grace. And look at the next texter up.
In my opinion, it speaks worse of the Bears regarding their treatment of Justin Fields.
I think there's an argument to be made there, too.
Yeah, and Justin never buried anybody.
He sure didn't. He's one just time, like, yeah. Just like, oh, okay, I'll leave, and I'll just go and do my thing, and who knows what he might have been had he been properly coached. And I'm still hopeful that there is a legitimate starting quarterback in there now that he's moved on to his second place.
This is the news of the day, and we've enjoyed the opportunity to process it with you along the way.
Yeah, walking into today, the news of the day is the NFL schedule release. We're going to talk with Richard Deitch about that, on how all of that has just changed over the last 5 years. There's a couple other media things that we want to run past Richard. That's next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Richard Deitch from The Athletic.
I just want to say, it's always great to be on Chicago. If not the current city I'm in now, or New York, it is my favorite city.
I mean, this is very much some Mick Foley type stuff that you're doing right now, Richard. This is the greatest city, Chicago, Illinois.
I just gave myself some cheap heat. Thank you, guys. Be well. Chicago's the best.
The city is Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, before about 11 o'clock today, Spiegs and I were going to do a whole thing on the schedule release. And then, of course, the Seth Wickersham piece comes out, and we need to talk about that. But the leveling up that continues to go on with the schedule release needs to be studied. And one of the people that's done that is Richard Deitch. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Richard, how are you?
As always, great to be in Chicago, one of the great cities, not just in America, but globally.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, as you know, I like to come on and give a little CM Punk kind of shout out. I'm trying to remember CM Punk. He was eating like some very famous Chicago pastry after an AEW event once, which was awesome, and gave free pub.
Was it an Eli's cheesecake? Is that what it was?
Oh, it was a woman who ran a bakery somewhere, I think, in Chicago that he knew. And okay. I always loved so that's not only giving good heat to a city, but it's giving good heat to like literally an eatery in the city.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Which I always loved. And as you guys know, the opposite is like, you know, you go out and you just mock whatever city you're in if you want to be a heel.
Mindy's.
Great to be in Omaha, Nebraska, bleeping town. And, you know, everybody boos and we're on our way. But anyway,
it was muffins from Mindy's Bakery.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nice call. Beautiful.
Richard, as Lawrence was referring to, the NFL is annoyingly good at manipulating me. I'm angry, but God, they're good at it. The trickling leaked releases this week on so many different shows. Did it achieve the results that they desired in your mind?
I mean, what are you talking about right now? Of course, yeah. It achieved the results.
Here we are.
They're a content factory.
They really are. Factory. Yeah, they can cheesecake. But Richard, let me ask you this. I didn't realize until I looked at your thing, like, I didn't even know there's Netflix, there's Fox, there's CBS, there's ESPN, there's Amazon Prime.
There's YouTube.
Yep.
YouTube TV has an exclusive game this year. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, that's a first.
Right. I mean, listen, I mean, when a team's playing in Brazil, who else to go to but YouTube TV, right? Yeah. I mean, listen, the NFL, well, we'll start here. There's no more valuable content in American culture than live games for the NFL. So the one place where they have it is that they have leverage over everybody. In terms of the current media ecosystem that exists, the NBCs, CBSs, they'd be cooked without NFL inventory. It's essentially what is keeping them afloat, even if they're part of a bigger, broader media company. So they can really sort of dictate whatever they want to do. And when it comes to content, very, very smartly, they've been able to dictate what is an event when it comes to their league, right? And so they have made the schedule release brilliantly an event, much like the NFL draft. Nothing happens. It's like the opening of an envelope in this case. But what's happened is we all write about it, including The Athletic. I mean, I can't tell you how many people we assigned to it. The leagues themselves now, the schedule release video for each of these teams has become its own sort of cultural institution. And so in so many ways, they're kind of evil geniuses because they take this product that we all are obsessed by and they figured out ways to get publicity in places that you would never expect. And then lastly, I would just say this. It'll just keep getting bigger and bigger because what they will do smartly is they will leak out more and more and more before the actual schedule release show. So next year, you may have a week and a half of leaks as opposed to, you know, just like 5 days leading up.
I thought it was interesting at the draft that they broke the fourth wall in the middle of the draft and were like, hey, the schedule release is coming out on May 14th. And I'm like, we already knew that. They were making it seem like it was a breaking news item. And I'm like, wow, this has really jumped the shark. But people still eat it up. And having each individual partner kind of like, hey, guess what we've got on Amazon Prime this year? It's fascinating to watch it play out.
Yeah, they should have been, Adam Schefter should have been like CM Punk, sat on the ground and waved. High fourth wall, something like that. They're, all the networks are a part of this because, again, they need this content. ESPN could not exist as an entity that you would pay money for unless it had these games. It's one of the reasons, actually, ESPN is now going direct to consumer, you know, which, again, will cost you $30 or so if you want everything ESPN does and not subscribe to traditional cable. And it's because they have this important inventory. The one thing you could probably change it in terms of you could probably move it up if you wanted to maybe own a different week. They could play around with the schedule release date. That's always something they can do. I don't know if they would sort of do it in parts where maybe they release part of the schedule one day and then the part of the schedule the next day. That seems a little silly, but you never know with these guys.
I think you could break it down into the days. Like you could say, all right, the Monday night schedule is coming out here. Mm-hmm. The Thursday night schedule is coming out here. The Sunday night 100%. Schedule is coming out here.
Yep. I mean, I don't think they would do this, but you could. I mean, they could even do it team by team if they really want to. I don't think they would do that because you're not going to wait 32 days to get your schedule. But, you know, their ability to nationalize games is kind of where their genius is. And a lot of this is scarcity. There's only 17 games.
Yes.
So unlike the NBA or the NHL, you know, every game in some ways counts, at least until, you know, week 10, week 9. So they're able, because of this, to do these things like schedule release. Like, it just wouldn't work in another sport. Baseball can't hold some schedule release day to release 162 games because, I mean, no offense to anybody, but, like, who cares who the Astros are playing on July 15th? Like, nobody. Like, even if you're an Astros fan, you're like, okay, maybe that's sort of interesting. But that's where these guys have it, is they have a national sport that people in different cities care about. Like, I can't tell you how many people, just even me writing about the schedule release, like, have real opinions and sometimes get angry. Like, Team X is playing, you know what I mean, on, like, the kickoff classic, or Team Y has a primetime game on this Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And, like, people are really passionate about it. A schedule. There's like no other sport,
yeah,
where people get that mad and worked up based on the schedule.
Richard Deitch wrote an amazing piece on The Athletic today, the inside story of TV Network's 2025 NFL season scheduling. So you kind of touched base on all the networks. Fox's ask was really interesting. We're a long ways away from CBS is the AFC and Fox is the NFC. That's not the truth anymore.
Yeah, so Fox has had the NFC package forever, or sort of is the traditional NFC carrier. And for years, especially when all three of us were younger, like the NFC was the dominant conference, right? You know, Dallas and Washington and San Francisco and, you know, let's get as many Montana games as we can, or, you know, whoever the Cowboys are playing. The AFC now has the star quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, et cetera, Lamar Jackson. And so Fox, like, understandably, is like, we're at a disadvantage here. Because if CBS is getting all these great AFC games, they're getting, like, Mahomes versus Allen, Mahomes versus Jackson. And so they made the ask to the league, hey, in terms of cross-flex, in terms of us getting some AFC games, can we get some high-profile AFC games on our schedule? And one of the games, it's not in front of me, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, is Fox is airing the Bengals and Bills. That's an AFC powerhouse game between two quarterbacks. That's on Fox.
Wow.
That's not on it. That's not on CBS. So Fox, to their credit, they identified an issue, and the league really helped them out. And if you want to know sort of what this means, the Bills-Bengals, that could be a 30 million viewership game. So think about what that means to Fox if they're charging, a ballpark it, $150,000, $200,000 for a 30-second ad. Do the math on what that one game going to Fox means for Fox Corp.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's, that's the 4:25 Eastern time game in week 14, Bills and Bengals on Fox. It's gonna feel odd to be watching it there. One more for Fox. They get Cowboys Chiefs, right, on Thanksgiving in the late slot. That's going to be a huge, huge game.
CBS gets that game.
Ah, my bad. Okay.
So, yeah, that's okay. And so what the NFL did by putting that game in that window, at least in my opinion, is they want to set up the most watched regular season game in history.
Yep.
And so, which would be four, right now it's a little, a shade over 42 million. I think it was the Giants Cowboys a couple years ago. And so presuming those teams are good, presuming, you know, we don't have a Dak Prescott gets hurt again or Patrick Mahomes gets hurt again or something like that, those two teams should be competitive. They're in the perfect window, right, which is post post-dinner, essentially, on that day, Thanksgiving. And depending on what the weather is in the country, think of how many people will be home watching that game. If that game is close in the fourth quarter, I could see that game getting close to 50 million viewers. 50 million viewers, traditionally, that's a championship game. And so the NFL is very, very smart. And then if you want to sort of further expand why they do this, they can then take one game, right, this event, then go one day to Netflix, or we'll go to YouTube and be like, hey, you guys are about event television. We will give you the middle Thanksgiving game, right? And you give us, making this up, right, $500 million or whatever. And look what we did in terms of viewership in 2025 when we got 48 million watching the Cowboys and Chiefs. So there is some evil genius here with the NFL. And again, if everybody's healthy and if those two teams don't bust, and I don't expect them to, that will be the most watched regular season game in NFL history.
Richard, I wanted to run something by you about what's going on with RSNs and the NBA. I had a source tell me that, and here in Chicago, we're dealing with the fact that the Bulls network, the White Sox network, the Blackhawks network, CHSN, is still not on Comcast. But a source said to me, you know, I actually think things are going to thaw now because of the NBA's relationship with Peacock, that going into the next season, they're going to want the RSNs kind of back on board. One, does that make sense to you? And two, have you heard anything about it?
I haven't heard anything about it. I'd be very honest with you. I really try to avoid RSN reporting as much as I can.
I get it.
You just want to throw yourself off a building, basically. It's too much with the with the regional sports networks and everything that happens. But like what your source said logically makes a lot of sense to me, because Adam Silver and the NBA want a resolution when it comes to a big market like Chicago. What you want is you want that inventory available to fans who want to see it. And Comcast is obviously a very, very big carrier. So that tracks to me. You know, the big fight here is that the regional sports network wants to be on a certain tier, right? And then the people who sort of own the distribution often want to be on another tier. And that's where the sort of the dollar figures are problematic. I would say, just in terms of a trend that I think will be the trend heading forward, this is not just for basketball, but for a lot of sports, is I think you're going to see local, we'll call them sort of RSNs now, try to do as much as they can to go direct to consumer, where you can basically pay a certain fee and you'll be able to get all this inventory either via your phone or via just sort of one service, where you can bypass at a certain point, maybe the cable company. The way to do that is if the teams can own the inventory. You know what I mean? If the Bulls actually like can own their games, and then the Bulls themselves can sell to consumers. The problem historically has been you can never make as much money doing that as you could historically through cable. There's not any great solution, because people basically who are 25 years old, 20 years old, right? You use the word cable, they look at you like you're an alien. Like, they don't know what that is. And that's just where the world is changed. It's all now an a la carte world where you pick and choose sort of essentially like the streaming product you might want.
Last thing for you, Richard, back to the football. I remember Al Michaels, not so passive-aggressively, I guess it was aggressive-aggressive, bemoaning their own games week after week.
It's really bad games.
On Amazon Prime. They were bad games. But he would be like, oh, this is a winner. Like, essentially, he's got to be pretty happy now. That's a real good slate for Amazon, including, of course, the Bears on Black Friday.
I think Al told me once in something I wrote for The Athletic, something effective, it's not easy to sell a 15-year-old Mazda. I don't believe Amazon was particularly happy with that line. but like the league knows that in many ways its future is Amazon, Netflix, and Google YouTube, right? These are basically, you know, the revenue that they have is like, you know, it's like equivalent of like, you know, Sri Lanka. I mean, or you know, it's like these are the digital players that have endless amounts of money. And so it behooves the league to give Amazon Prime a continuing better schedule. It behooves them to give Netflix some really good games. And Amazon's schedule is pretty good. Like, you know, even the Black Friday game, which is very, very important to them, is a pretty good game. And so I think you will... The one thing to watch for, at least as far as your listeners, is in 2029, the NFL can opt out of these media deals. They have an out.
And they're going to.
They will absolutely do it. And then the real question, and this is the big existential question for the NFL, is do they really decide to go for it and put one of these, let's say, like Sunday packages on Netflix or Amazon? Do they change the whole paradigm where once upon a time we're used to Fox and CBS as sort of the standard bearers on Sunday? Do they change the game and go with one of the streamers? And if you were asking me today, my answer would be yes.
Wow. Richard, as always, we appreciate the time. You know, let's make sure the next time, like, we love Punk, but we're also a Seth Rollins show here. So, you know, let's...
That's a tough line you got to navigate.
It is, and we've actually had to tiptoe it a couple of times with the two guys. But, yes, we are also Seth freaking Rollins fans here on the Spiegel and Home
show. But we will never call Marchand or Alrand. We'll just talk to you.
That's right.
Appreciate that. And let me just say this. Shout out to Harold's Chicken Shack. Love Chicago.
Look at this. This is what I'm talking about. A guy who knows how to cut a promo. That's what we're talking about. Thanks, Richard. That is Richard Deitch of The Athletic.
Man, between him and Bielema yesterday, I don't know who's buttering us up more, you know?
That's your guy now.
Bielema? Yeah, clearly. He did his research on me. But Richard is pandering to the entire city in beautiful fashion.
Richard comes to play, and I appreciate the fact that he comes to play. When we come back, we are going to get you ready for an incredible radio and visual experience tomorrow morning with Mully and Haw. And we have now seen the setup.
We have, and the setup looks awesome, but there's some sociopathic behavior by David Haw that we need to discuss.
You hip me to this, and I'm like, I now see David in a completely different light.
As everyone will.
That's next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're not afraid to remind people when we've had something correct.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right?
I learned it from watching you, Lawrence.
I learned it by watching you.
Afternoons on the Score.
So DeRozan at the foul line.
They just put 43 seconds back. the clock's jumping around bigger than a popcorn machine right now.
Maybe it is a popcorn machine, Bill. The way that, and now, what do we have here? We're going to have another issue.
We are going to have another issue. Tune in tomorrow morning. Mully and Haw's got, they've got their Crosstown series preview from 5:30 till 10 a.m. in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage in front of a studio audience. Tommy Hotovy is going to be on at 7. Ron Coomer is going to be on at 8 in studio.
Oh, so is Tommy Hotovy.
Oh, Tommy Hotovy too?
Tommy's coming in, yeah.
Ozzie Guillen and Chuck Garfine are going to be in studio together at 9 a.m.
That's so cool. I love that.
Nuts on Clark have brought all sorts of stuff.
I walked over to the performance kitchen with you to see what they had. It is an absurd array. It's like a world. It's a Nuts on Clark world. Over there.
It's a pretty great world to be in.
So Mr. David Haw is going to be taking part in such things. Apparently, David has been talking about and threatening about, and now this week has been in preparation for making some bacon popcorn tomorrow. So
popcorn will be provided by Nuts on Clark. That's this Friday starting at 5:30 a.m. on the Score and the Odyssey app. You are already working on your bacon grease.
It's a popcorn party.
It's going to be a popcorn party.
I understand the limitations with the bacon grease popcorn. I can pop it for us and we can enjoy it.
Yes.
And I did fry some bacon yesterday.
You started your process.
Yes. Yeah, I've started the process.
So what do you do with the bacon? Do you eat bacon often?
No.
So you just kind of save the bacon grease?
Yes. You can save the bacon grease.
What do you
do
with the bacon?
You're going to eat it.
Did you make a pasta with it?
I didn't eat it all. Yeah.
How about a BLT?
Could be BLT. I had a couple. It's hard not to eat bacon, when it's sitting there and you're baking and you're frying more bacon. And it's just sitting there staring at you like, eat me. And
bacon is tremendous stuff.
It is. It's addictive. But
I agree.
I started the process. I have some bacon grease and I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to roll. We just need a pot and some.
You have a pot.
The kernel. Yeah. I'll bring all the supplies. And it's not going to be a big part of the day. But I can't get out of here without popping some popcorn.
No.
Thankfully, the good people at Nuts on Clark are providing the rest.
Yes.
The professionals among us.
It is one of your great skills.
I don't know that it's a skill. I just think it's a hobby.
Okay.
Or it's something I like to do.
One of your rare hobbies.
I love popcorn and I love making popcorn. Because I don't like the microwave stuff. And I don't like the air fryer or the air blower stuff, whatever.
Air blower stuff's not bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I was between that and the microwave, I'd go air blower over microwave.
I think I'm probably with you there. Power rankings of popcorn.
But if you get a good pot, like an old school pot that you like basically only use for popcorn, you can come up with some incredible stuff.
Yeah. It's good. It's theater quality.
That's amazing. So look, good for David. He loves bacon popcorn. He's going to bring some bacon grease. But the sociopathic behavior is not eating the bacon that you're making to create the bacon grease. What the hell is wrong with him?
100%.
Is that right?
You got to eat the bacon.
You've got bacon. It's a byproduct of your creation of bacon grease. It's a glorious byproduct.
It's delicious. It's good protein for a guy that likes to get out and run a few miles a day.
You had bacon for lunch today.
100% did. I went to Wildberry and got some bacon. And I was like, I really want just bacon today.
And that's all I got.
Bacon.
Gordon,
that's right.
Bacon.
Bacon. Ozzy is going to be here talking about bacon.
I hope they ask Ozzy about bacon. It's breakfast time.
Bacon.
Oh, man.
That's really great. They're going to have a good time tomorrow.
I know.
5:30, show starts. Make sure that you check it out. Show them some support for their fine show. Thanks to our guests today. They were really, really great. We had a wonderful time with today's show, and we hope that you did too. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at after the Cubs game. We're going to be live from Wrigley Damn
Field.
Yes,
we are. Thanks to Paul Zerang for allowing us into the booth, and Pat and Ron and Zach. We will be at Wrigley after Cubs Sox tomorrow.
You best believe it. Mark Grody and Being Handsome is next on The Score.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.